Hey, Alex here. All right, so it's been a little while, but I'm gonna do a nice little vlog today. I pulled out the big guns, i.e., my Gryffindor tie. I consider it my Gryffindor tie because, the color. Because one day maybe I'll draw some, stencil some lions in or something. Who knows? All right, so, because I'm in Gryffindor. Officially, apparently. Which was a shocker to me. I think I've said that in another video before. I honestly thought I was gonna pull something else. Oh, let's see. Like, seriously, like any of the others. That's a surprise. But then, of course, there's the theory that everybody that's in Gryffindor is actually in Gryffindor because of a choice as opposed to, like, not everybody, but the main characters, they could actually fit in other houses, so they represent other houses, like Harry Potter and Slytherin, and then Ravenclaw and Hermione and Hufflepuff and Ron. So I don't know how as good a theory as some of the others, so it's pretty cool. Okay, so today, in honor of the Beauty and the Beast that came out. We're going to start with the premise. The number one relationship we will ever have when it comes to love is ourselves. Because you gotta love yourself first before you can love anyone else. I'm gonna try to break this down. Beauty and the Beast is a tale as old as time. Well, it may very well be based on a tale from way back in, like, Greek, we're talking BC time, called Cupid and Psyche, the story of Cupid and Psyche. Now, see, Psyche was a human being, and she was a daughter, and she was young. And her parents were kind of a little bit arrogant about her looks. And they basically insulted Aphrodite. So Aphrodite sends her kid, Cupid, to hit Psyche with an arrow so that she'll end up with, like, a donkey kind of idea, like Midsummer Night's Dream. The kind of punishment from the non-human to punish the humans for their arrogance and disrespect. So when Cupid goes, though, he ends up kind of like when he sees her, he, like, basically stumbles and nicks himself with an arrow, and boom, he ends up falling for her.